BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Tributes have been paid to the American soul and pop superstar Tina Turner, who's died aged 83. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, she rose to fame in the 1960s, performing with her then-husband Ike Turner. After years of domestic abuse, she divorced him and went on to find even greater success as a solo artist in the 1980s. The White House Press Secretary, Karen Jean-Pierre, said she would be greatly missed.
That is incredibly sad news. Tina Turner was an icon, a music icon, who had many stages and many amazing moments in her career. And it is a massive loss to the communities that loved her and certainly to the music industry. And her music will continue to live on.
The Republican governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has declared he's seeking the Republican nomination for next year's U.S. presidential elections. Mr. DeSantis made the announcement in a video, which was released just ahead of an audio interview on Twitter with its owner, Elon Musk. It initially failed to launch, though Mr. DeSantis was eventually able to join. He explained why he had decided to run.
I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes and we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country. Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
The U.S. National Security Agency says it has identified a state-sponsored cyber actor from China trying to target critical infrastructure networks across the U.S. with a focus on gathering intelligence. It comes after Microsoft published details of a mysterious computer code it had first detected months earlier, appearing in telecommunications systems in Guam and elsewhere in the U.S. Leaders of the Roman Catholic Church in Bolivia have announced steps to investigate hundreds of reports of sexual abuse of children in church-run schools that have emerged in recent weeks, Orlando Teal reports.
The Bolivian Catholic Church admitted in a statement that it had been deaf to the suffering of victims of sexual abuse by priests and hadn't given them the protection and care they deserved. The bishop said they were setting up two commissions to look into the allegations. The scandal emerged in April when a Spanish newspaper published the diary of a late Jesuit priest containing multiple confessions of sexual abuse in schools he ran in Bolivia. The journal also noted that senior clergy had known about his crimes and kept quiet.
World News from the BBC. The head of a Russian paramilitary group that's opposed to President Putin has said it carried out a recent cross-border raid from Ukraine in coordination with the Ukrainian military. Ukraine has consistently denied having anything to do with the incursion, which saw villages in the Russian region of Belgorod coming under attack. However, Denis Kapustin, who claims to be from the Russian Volunteer Corps, said his unit always consulted the Ukrainian armed forces. Officials in Ecuador have announced that early elections will be held on the 20th of August, following President Guillermo Lasso's decision last week to dissolve the country's National Assembly. President Lasso said the elections for both the presidency and the legislature would be an opportunity to unite the country. A Tunisian court has ordered the release of the head of the country's most popular radio station. Nouredin Boutar of Mosaic FM is among more than 20 prominent opposition figures detained since early this year. Here's Mike Thompson.
Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, doesn't take kindly to criticism. Amnesty International has described his ongoing arrests of numerous opponents as a politically motivated witch hunt. In addition to journalists like Mr. Boutar, academics, activists and even the former parliamentary speaker, Rachid Ghannouchi, have been thrown in jail. Critics have accused President Saied of mounting a power grab. Over the last 2 years, he's suspended and then dissolved the country's parliament, sacked more than 50 judges, had the constitution rewritten and granted himself powers to rule by decree.
The International Monetary Fund has approved a $3.5 billion loan agreement with Ivory Coast, which it says is designed to tackle financial challenges and assist economic transformation. The West African country will receive nearly $500 million immediately. BBC News.